This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. I'm Chase Golightly with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. One woman is dead after an early morning shooting today in Colorado Springs. Police say it happened at the corner of Fountain Boulevard and Arrow Plaza Drive around 6 a.m. When officers arrived, they found a woman who was shot and killed. Detectives from CSPD's Violent Crime Section responded and assumed responsibility for the investigation. This death is being investigated as a homicide. If you have any information, you are encouraged to call police. In Arvada, we learned the suspect in the shooting, Ronald Troik, set out to kill as many police officers as he could on Monday. We also learned the Good Samaritan who stopped the shooter was then gunned down by police himself. Yesterday, the police department released security camera footage of the shooting as it unfolded. It showed Officer Gordon Beasley getting ambushed by the gunman who used a 12-gauge shotgun to kill Beasley. Troik then walked back to his car to get a rifle when he was confronted by Johnny Hurley, the Good Samaritan who shot Troik with his handgun. Hurley then picked up the shooter's rifle and was shot by police who mistook him as the gunman. This shooting is still under investigation.
This morning, police sent out an emergency shelter-in-place alert to people living near the 2700 block of Triple Crown Way, just west of the Colorado Springs Airport. Police have lifted the shelter-in-place alert, but said it was issued because of heavy police activity in the area. The scene just down the street from the Mother's Day shooting earlier this year that left 7 people dead, including the shooter himself. We have more information this evening on a fatal car crash that took place in Colorado Springs yesterday. It happened around 3 p.m. when a car failed to yield to oncoming traffic while making a left turn onto Constitution from Highway 24. The car was then hit by a Ford Explorer. The driver of the white car was pronounced dead on the scene. Officials identified him as a 26-year-old man from Pueblo West. The other driver, a Colorado Springs resident, was brought to the hospital with moderate injuries. Police say the names of those involved will be released once their family is notified. The Air Force Academy says a cadet has died in a single-engine plane crash in Texas. Friday night, the Air Force Academy confirming Cadet Nick Duran as one of the 2 people who died in that crash. It happened on Thursday. The Academy Superintendent, Lieutenant General Richard Clark, releasing this statement saying, quote, "The impact of losing Nick has been felt throughout our Academy. He was our brother, a friend, teammate, and classmate. I am so proud of how our cadets have leaned on each other and honored Nick's life." Further details about the crash itself weren't given, but it is under investigation. The other victim in this crash has not been identified. A former Albuquerque police officer and his wife are among the 5 people killed in a hot air balloon crash in the New Mexico City Saturday morning. Police say the balloon's gondola detached from the balloon envelope and hit a power line around 7 a.m. Witnesses say the gondola was on fire when it went down. All 5 people aboard the balloon, including the pilot, were killed. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating this. And we're learning more about the last days of Amber Deck's life and the connection with her accused killers. She's the Pueblo woman who was recently found murdered alongside a remote road near Pecos, New Mexico. According to the arrest affidavit, Amber Deck was seen leaving a Quality Inn with her accused killer, Roy Slagle. When New Mexico police located Amber's body, they found a fingerprint belonging to the man, Sean Pierce. During questioning, Pierce stated that Roy and Amber Deck were arguing when he heard a loud bang. The next day, her body was found hundreds of miles from Pueblo in New Mexico, dead from multiple gunshot wounds. Pueblo police say the building where Deck was killed was evidence of the crime.
Some gym-goers finished their workout with an unpleasant surprise this week. Police say 2 women are targeting gym parking lots, smashing car windows, and stealing anything left behind. They've hit parking lots at 24 Hour Fitness, the YMCA, Lifetime, Planet Fitness, and Villa Sport in Colorado Springs. After looting the cars, they immediately turn around and use stolen credit cards at stores like Walmart and Home Depot. If you have any info on these 2 suspects, you are asked to call Colorado Springs Police. Getting vaccinated paid off for the latest winner in the state's comeback cash giveaway. There's one more shot at $1 million for vaccinated Coloradans. Governor Polis announced the winner on Friday, Stephanie Sharp from Parker, taking home that check for $1 million. She's a child psychologist, and she also works at the Children's Hospital of Colorado in the rehab department. Now that she's vaccinated, she says she's visiting her father in Pennsylvania for the first time since the pandemic began. Governor Polis also announced 5 students getting $50,000 scholarships. Again, there's still one more shot at $1 million and 5 more scholarship drawings ahead for vaccinated vaccinated Coloradans.
Drivers of the 99th Pikes Peak International Hill Climb are getting ready for the heart-pumping event set to start tomorrow. The famous 12-mile course has a whopping 156 turns, and the finish line is more than 14,000 feet above sea level. The invitation-only event is held annually on the last Sunday of June. The first hill climb took place in 1916, making it the second oldest race in America. You can catch coverage of the race on KRDO News Radio and at KRDO.com. A classic pizza parlor in Colorado Springs announced they are reopening next week. Fargo's Pizza has been closed since December because of COVID, but posted on Facebook today, they will reopen on Friday, July 2nd. Fargo's opened in December of 1973 and claims to be one of the world's largest family pizza restaurants with a capacity of up to 500 guests. And an iconic family-owned store in Pueblo celebrating its 100th anniversary today. Gagliano's Italian Market opened their doors in 1921, and they celebrated their anniversary earlier today with Italian music, cakes, and entertainment. They've been serving up their famous Italian sausage for a century.
That's a look at your top stories. For all your news, weather, and sports, stay tuned to the networks of KRDO. For KRDO News Radio, I'm Chase Golightly.
Scattered showers this evening for much of central and southern Colorado, but they're not going to be all that strong. Flash flooding is the biggest concern up over the burn scar areas in the mountains, but no real hail chances up and down I-25. Drying out after midnight tonight in Colorado Springs with lows down to 50, 54 in Pueblo, and our Sunday staying cloudy with more of those afternoon showers, temperatures in the high 60s. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postich, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.